Hey, Steve, do we have a pledge to kick off the new year, like on January or whatever that is? 9th?
The
6th? 9th? What is it?
Yes, whatever day that is. You know, this is why we need a calendar, Jay.
I know, that's what I'm telling you.
The 6th, yes.
We have a pledge, okay.
We do have one for the 6th, and then we're open for business.
If only someone knew a teacher.
Huh.
Who would be able to record their class doing the pledge.
That would be something.
She's over there mouthing something. I don't know what that is. Oh, I recognize it now.
Oh, easy.
All right.
Goodness.
News.
Bring your wife to work day.
Bring your wife to work day, part two. Done with the cleaning, now just doing her own work. I think, how dare you? I mean, that's, there's got to be more cleaning somewhere. I wouldn't dare volunteer your services for the rock studio. You'd never come back. That would be like, you know, four-day job over there.
Oh, cleaning in there?
Yeah. Yeah, don't do it. Don't risk it.
It actually, you know, it's not bad over there.
I mean, you know, all things considered.
What are we considering?
I think ours might have been more cluttered. No, I don't think. I know.
Yeah. Well, you've been, same amount of time, I guess, right?
What's that?
Of being in the studio itself?
With Scotty over there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think, yeah, because we both started around the same time. I mean, they used to be in a different building, but yeah.
Yeah. But it's 2 versus 1.
It's 3 versus 1.
3 versus 1, you're right. That's true.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're not helping much.
Sorry about that.
You're more adding to the clutter as opposed to detracting from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I cleaned my little area.
No, I didn't say not clean. I mean, you keep the counter clean and the board clean and all that stuff. I'll give you that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's just about, three guys clutter small rooms, and then you add Diamond in here, and he doesn't add a ton to the clutter, but yeah.
Yeah, he keeps it pretty neat. I would say he doesn't really add very much to the messiness of everything.
Thankfully.
Yeah, he's a clean guy.
We were already bursting at the seams.
Really?
Don't you think?
I mean, it was fine. It looks much better now.
5 garbage bags went out the door.
I know. I'm not saying it looks awesome now.
Yo, man, I'm telling you. I got little bins down here. You should see it over here, Steve. I got little bins down here.
Oh, with your expired medicine?
All right. You know what? She threw the expired stuff out. Oh, you think that's funny, do you?
It is funny.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. All right, get to the news.
Expired.
Will you ever cry out loud?
Expired.
Some of the medicine was only expired from like 2009 or something. Was it 9? What was the oldest one?
You had 9. Yeah. Cough syrup from 9.
Yeah.
Crazy why you're still coughing.
Okay.
It's weird. Doesn't make any sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, Jay, I don't know if this is that out of the ordinary. I mean, it is, but it's interesting because it happened to a guy from Washington.
Okay.
So this dude, he, I guess, typically buys lottery tickets frequently.
Sure.
And he forgot to get a lotto ticket at his usual store.
Okay.
So he went to a different place.
All right.
Bought it there. Forgot that he had it.
Yeah.
And then wound up winning $50,000.
I think that's pretty typical.
You think winning $50,000 is pretty tough?
I think forgetting that you have it.
Oh.
I think a lot of people will buy it, not necessarily, you know, they're like, oh, nobody won the big jackpot, and then maybe go, ah, I probably didn't win anything else anyway, so, and then forget or put it in a car. I mean, we've done that a million times.
Yeah. It's understandable, but just kind of an interesting thing, and then you actually win that amount of money.
Yeah, just follow through and get the 50 grand. I mean, come on.
Yeah, seriously.
And I'm just as guilty as the next with that one.
Yeah. Do you think that's a good...
I've had some that have expired. See, what if, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. You try it and it just looks at you like, what are you, dumb?
Oh, have you gotten any of those where you've won a big amount of
money?
I don't know.
Because it says it's expired. So I don't know. I never check the numbers. I always just stick it in the machine and then it says expired. So I'm like, I could have won. I already could have won millions of dollars and didn't even know it.
So it's not like a scratch off. You're talking like a legitimate number.
Yep.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah. Do the scratch-offs, they expire too, though?
That I don't know.
They might.
If only there was a way.
Maybe they... I don't know how that works.
Googling.
Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Look, it came right up. The scratch-off ticket have 180 days from the last day of the ticket sale to claim the prize.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. If you can't do it in 6 months, you don't get to do it. Sorry.
You lose.
You're bald. You're dumb.
Story number two.
But just kind of interesting. I love stories like that where you forget about a ticket or you lose a ticket and then all of a sudden you find it and then you win.
And of course, when you forget about it, you're just turning it, you know, like you put it in the machine. You're like, ah, I'll just see if I want a couple of bucks or something. And 50,000 later, you're good to go.
Yeah. So that's impressive. And it's a kind of a local story. So there
I
you
like
go.
It.
A British board game fanatic broke his own Guinness World Record.
Okay.
When his collection of Monopoly board game memorabilia was tallied at 4,379.
Just in stuff?
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess it started off where he was collecting, you know, the Monopoly board game in different countries.
Okay.
And then it kind of rose and rose. He, you know, 2016, he got like 1,600.
So he's just collecting boards and he's collecting the pieces and I suppose some of the, there's cards, right?
Yeah. Park Place is a good one, I assume.
Yeah, so, okay. Huh.
Yeah. There's apparently, though, one quote-unquote holy grail still missing from his collection.
Which would be?
It's a rare edition of a game created in honor of an Australian rugby team.
Okay. Yeah, they have a lot of different ones.
Yeah. You know, we have one here. I just, when I was doing the cleaning the other day...
Oh, we have Spokaneopoly.
That's what I was just
going
to say. Yeah, yeah. I just I came across that. You ever play that?
I did not. I forgot we had it.
Okay, so it's just for show.
Well, I mean, you could play it.
Yeah, but you've never done it.
I've never done it. You could take it home and play against yourself.
I guess I could.
Yeah, and then
I
you could, congratulations. You could make up fake names for your friends, your imaginary friends.
Thanks.
And then you could, you know, maybe get as many wins as the Chicago Bears.
So four.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Speaking of that, do I have time to tell you a story about my mom real quick?
Kevin James.
Mmm.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right. Crucially important, Steve. Let's do it.
You know it, Jay.
Absolutely.
Hi, guys. I've lived here for a bit, but I didn't grow up in the area, and I have an out-of-state phone number. Now my girlfriend wants to get on a phone plan together, and she thinks it would be really cute if we got new numbers so they would be right next to each other, the same with only the last digit being different.
Right.
The current number I have isn't sentimental or anything, but it seems like a pain to switch, letting people know my new number, remembering it. All of those things. Honestly, I'm not a huge fan of change in general either. I totally get that. Is it worth the effort? Should I update my phone number? That's from Brad. Why are you laughing, Jay?
Oh, just some of the comments on the text line. I think it would be cute. AKA, I don't want all the other girls to have your number anymore. I love it. Numbers don't have to be cute. Don't change it. Yeah. This one says, Negatory Ghost Rider, don't change it. Sounds like she seems to be a bit controlling. When do you think you guys will be wearing matching clothes?
You know, it's funny. We got similar comments on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's now, is it convenient? Well, first of all, that's, you know, risky with the whole, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend thing, a little risky, but
yes.
I understand the numerical simplicity of phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
However, how many times do you dial it? How many times do you dial a number?
True.
Just any number, Steve. How many times do you dial a phone number?
You know,
especially if someone you know.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good point.
Now, sometimes they'll be like, sometimes it's you have to know their number, but also very rare. Say like maybe 3-4 times a year, somebody will say like, you know, what's your wife's number? You know, if you're signing up for something or, you know, they need to notify just in case, whatever the case might be.
Oh, sure.
But you can always look it up.
Yeah, if you're at the doctor's office in case of emergency.
Something like that, yeah. They're like, what's your wife's phone number? What's your next, who do we notify thing?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do understand that part of it. But I will say just on the, if you go just with the changing part of it, that's a pain. people who have had your number for a minute and then you got to tell them you got a new phone number, what a pain in the rear end that is.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine. I don't even know how long I've had this number, but I don't know. As soon as we got cell phones, I think it was the second number I got because they gave us one and then we changed immediately because a company gave it to us. And then I think I've probably had this ever since.
Really? That long?
Oh, this has been forever.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So would I change it just because it's cute? Probably not.
But Jay, what
we
if
we get
cute?
Matchy, matchy numbers. That'd be so sweet.
Oh, man. I guess I'm kind of in the opposite. Not in the thought process, but in the deal. Because my phone number I've had for years.
Yep.
And it was when I first got my phone. I've never had a different number.
Right.
But it's one digit off from my brother's phone number and like 4 or 5 digits off from my dad's number.
So do you ever get calls for them? Is that what you're thinking?
I get a lot of spam calls.
Lucky. If I was your brother, I would sign you up for all kinds of things.
I'm sure, yeah.
They would be like, what's your number? And I would just put yours down.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad I'm not your brother?
Yeah.
You want me to give your phone number out just for fun?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
I mean, I don't mind.
Well, you can give out my other number.
Your burner phone?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're a pretty big deal. Get Mr. Two Phones over there.
Yeah. It's very convenient, actually, to have two
phones. I was explaining, a lot of people have work phones, or a lot more than I guess I realized have work phones. Like, I think even my daughter now has a work phone.
Oh, well.
I know, pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And so I was explaining to her that you have a work phone and that you keep your work phone in the box that it came in.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Now that's unique. Can you lift that up? You show my wife.
Do you want to see the phone or the box?
Just the base. So he keeps the box on the counter.
Now she's laughing at me.
Well, I mean, I don't know of anybody else that keeps their work phone like in the original container that it came in.
Well, Jay, I don't know.
I know.
I don't really have a reason. I don't have a good reason.
Oh.
Does it make it difficult to charge, or he doesn't use it enough to charge it?
No, does it make it difficult to charge? Did you cut a little hole in the bottom of the box so you can just put the cord through the bottom?
Jay, it was. Jay, let me tell you.
Oh, okay.
Was it not used?
Try it again.
Okay.
Double negative. Was it not?
It was.
Uh huh.
It was very useful when we went to Nashville and we were recording.
Oh, I didn't say having it was not a good thing.
Yeah, okay.
I just said carrying it around in a box is weird.
I mean, it is. I'll admit that. I'm not arguing.
Okay, that's the first time for everything, yes.
Although I'm not going to change my habit.
No, I realize that. I want you to be happy, Steve. So if you have to carry your work phone around in the original box it came in, good for you.
I mean, I don't know if it makes me happy.
Yeah.
It just, it feels, well, it doesn't feel right.
No,
but it doesn't feel wrong.
I feel like your mindset was, I don't want to break this. I would feel terrible if I broke this work phone.
Correct.
So for extra safety precautions, I'm going to carry it around in this box.
Right. And
yes,
clearly I have a nice phone protector on my other phone.
Yes.
and a whole thing. And it's got cracks and dents and all sorts of things. And I've been relatively good to it, but I don't know. So
how old's your other phone, your personal phone?
Just over a year.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you got it when you got here, right?
Correct.
Yeah, you got a new number. So you changed your number, no, so this person should change theirs.
No, I did not change
my
number.
Oh, you kept your number.
It's still 847, baby.
Yeah, so we were basically, Spokane was your girlfriend, and you told your girlfriend you weren't going to change to a local number.
That's right. I can say no.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce is probably better than anybody at remembering what the lead-in is, what we've talked about, something. I don't know. How do you do it? You probably put notes in your phone.
Notes.
Kevin James.
Notes in your phone. Yes, that's it.
Where's my phone?
Yeah, right. And how do you put a note in there?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, I did want to say thank you to King Pita. Your father. And we have to say it that way. Was that his idea to ship the pizza, Steve? Or was that your idea? Or what happened there?
Oh, that was all him.
Oh, man. What a great What a great treat.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was, when I was back for Thanksgiving.
Yes. And what is the brand again? I mean, we might as well just give it all because it was amazing.
Sure. Well, glad. I'm glad you liked it. Luminati's.
Luminati's. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, that's a big time Chicago, obviously a staple. Everybody knows that if you live in Chicago.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a very, well, I mean, anybody goes, but...
And do they have, like, multiple locations, or is it just kind of one of those family-owned, one spot, this is it, this is what we do?
There's several locations.
Okay.
Kind of. There's some in the suburbs.
Is it a man's name?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
I believe so.
Yeah, so it's not, like, all one word, like I was saying it. It's more like what you were saying. Lou is the man's first name. Actually, I'm going to just Google it here.
Yeah. How were you saying it?
I said Luminati's, like it was one word, but I see it's Lou... Melnati's Pizzeria.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever had the sausage like we had? Or you just do cheese?
I've had the sausage before.
Is it like just one giant layer of sausage? Do you know how they make it?
I believe so, yeah.
Because that was, so it felt like it was like just a giant, what would you say?
Like a sheet of sausage.
Yeah, yeah. Like a giant patty for breakfast. You know how you have those sausage patties?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
And they kind of put that over that's like crust sausage patty, then whatever sauce and cheese and all the other stuff on top. That's what it felt like. And then I think a little bit more maybe crumbled on the top. And it's deep dish, which...
Yeah.
That thing was, I don't know, it was really good. Honey, would we get that again?
Definitely.
Would we ship it, you think? I mean, I don't know how much it is to ship it, but boy, that was really good.
You know, my dad has done it for before because I've lived in other places.
Oh, no way. Okay.
He's like, a taste of home. And
that's awesome.
They do, I don't know if it's actually from Lou Malnati's or if it's from a different company, because I think it's from a different company. Because
okay.
He sent me before like hot dogs and
something
else.
I see. Yeah.
So I think it's called like Taste of Chicago or something. And, yeah, you can ship these.
You can call 1-800-LOU-TO-GO.
I don't know what it is.
That's great. But I'm looking at it because I see the box now here where it says, Knock Knock Chicago's Best is here. And that's the same box that you have here for us.
Okay.
I can see, yeah. So just I went to their website, and it just says ship a pizza.
Yeah. So it's really nice. It comes in with, what do they call it, dried ice? Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And
or dry ice. I don't necessarily know if it's dried.
It's not dried. Dry ice. Sorry.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really awesome.
Man,
and
your dad spent some money, buddy. I'm looking at this now. He went way over top.
Well, here's the deal. He had said to me when I was back home for Thanksgiving, he goes, I told Jay and Kevin that I would get them some real Chicago pizza at some point.
Yeah.
And so he sent some for me. And he was like, I'll get one for Jay, one for Kevin, and, you know, whatever.
That's awesome.
And, there you go.
Very generous of him.
So, yeah, no, it was very nice. And I will tell
very
you.
Very nice.
I will tell you a quick story. I'm glad you liked it, by the way.
Oh, too. I loved it.
Getting the actual package itself was quite an adventure.
At your place? He shipped it to your apartment?
He did, yes.
Okay.
Because what happened was, so originally it was supposed to come last Thursday, which would have been perfect because then I could have given it to you guys on Friday.
I got it.
Week.
Yeah, sure.
And so I was like, okay, this is great. Well, weather situation, you know, out east.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Caused it to be delayed, which is fine.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And so it had like several times it was like, oh, it's going to come here. It's going to come then. And then it, you know, then it's going to come
so
then.
Not so much. Yeah.
Which is fine. No big deal. The issue, though, was when it did get delivered. You know, they take a picture in front of the door and they say, hey, it's here.
Yep.
So I got that because my dad had forwarded me the email and I'm looking at the door and I see a welcome mat in front of the door.
Uh-oh.
And I go,
no way you've welcomed anyone to your
place. Oh, no.
Heavens no.
I don't do that.
No, that's dumb.
I go, that is very bizarre because I don't have a welcome mat.
That's not my door.
Yeah.
Oh,
quickly registers in my mind.
No.
So I called my dad and I go, what was the exact address that you gave them?
Gosh, dang it.
And he goes, you know, this is the address. I go, okay, that's right. I go, well, they delivered it, but it's not in front of the door. And he goes, that's not good. I go, yeah, this could be a problem.
Do you know where you delivered it so I can go steal it from their door?
Yeah, well, I was like, okay, well, it's got to be close by. I recognize that it was definitely in the apartment complex.
Okay, that's fair.
And so I go, well, let me check outside like the doors of my neighbors. Maybe it's over there. And so I'm like, let me call you back. And so I'm looking around, no go. And I'm like, huh.
Oh, man.
This is not good. So then I thought to myself, what if it's in the building across the street just under the same number?
So
I peered with my little glasses.
Do you have binoculars or just the glasses on your head?
Just my glasses.
Okay, I got you.
And sure enough, I see the big box is in front of right across the street.
So they just had the right apartment number.
Just the wrong building.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, how am I going to do this?
Well, you're going to go steal it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like I'm stealing it, but it's my package.
Right. You just make sure you have your wallet with you so you can show ID in case somebody tries to accost you.
Yeah, I guess. So I'm like looking all over the place, trying to be all sneaky.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like, this is my package.
I realize it's yours, but of all people to go take your own package off somebody else's doorstep, you're not the one.
Yeah.
You must have been a wreck.
So, well, I get across the street. I look at it. Sure enough, it says my name on it. And I hear like noises coming from the apartment that it's, you know, next to. And I'm just like, I'm just going to take this. And so I picked
it
up.
How many times did you look over your shoulder?
Seven.
Like you're like,
million.
Look to the left, look to the right. Right. You're like, I feel like suddenly there would have been one of those things where you're sitting there and the next thing you know, you're like.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it. Producer Steve. Go to someone else's doorstep and retrieve your own pizza. Accidentally delivered to the wrong place.
And you're like sneaking across the street.
Yep, yep.
Army crawling out all on your belly.
Yeah. So then I picked it up and I ran.
Did you have like...
Was that not sneaky?
I can imagine you running, trying to walk as fast as you can with this box, looking back over your shoulder like, I hope I don't have to explain. I don't want to explain, getting inside.
My fear was, you can hear cars driving by.
Oh, all the things are loud at that point.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, well, as long as there's not one at the current moment.
Right, yeah.
I can just kind of bolt across the street.
That is hilarious.
And so it was fine, and I made it back, and, you know, I got my package.
Yeah, but well, you must have been so relieved when you got inside your door.
Yeah, and then I called my dad, and he was like, okay, that's good.
Yeah, I stole it from the other place.
Yeah, I told him that
good
I did.
Good job, Steven!
Yeah, King Peter was very proud.
I'm sure he was very excited. Well, tell him thank you. It was amazing.
Yeah, almost didn't get it, but we did.
Almost didn't get it, but we got it with the dried ice.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.